Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Everybody stop what you're doing, please!
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G.
Where's the hammer?
From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way.
Is it on the... Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio.
These are the wrong plans. These are the old plans.
Oh. Welcome to...
Stop it! Stop
Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every weekend. We also talk the midweek special every single Wednesday. Thanks for joining us. Well, I got a fun one this week. Today at noon Pacific time, 3 o'clock Eastern, I'm going to be doing a Facebook Live. That's going to be so we can all chit-chat about the DIY projects you're working on, so you'll be able to comment, ask questions, and we're going to have a little bit of fun today. We're going to start doing this every Wednesday at noon Pacific. Well, except for a couple weeks here when I'll be on vacation. So I'll be driving that time. So there'll be a, we'll miss one day on that. But I wanted to get this going. I've been talking about doing it for a while, and we're finally up and running. And we'll just see how it goes. So it'll be our little noon happy hour thing. So lunch on the West Coast, happy hour on the East Coast. Well, thanks for joining us today. I wanted to talk a little bit about a couple things. One, you know, it's interesting. I wanted to give off some great advice to you guys on the secret to finishing a great DIY project. What's the secret to that? People go, oh, start, finish, knock it out. I think the first piece of advice I would love to give out is going to be know the process and visualize it from start to finish. What are your steps? Because this is where a lot of things go sideways. Because you will get them out of order, which creates more work or having to go back and do something again. Great example. You want to go through, and let's say you've got hardwood floors that you're going to refinish. I always want to make sure that before you go refinish those hardwood floors, you make sure you get all the wax and stuff off, because any of that wax out there could cause problems with your floor later. So I always make sure and wash it down and take some automotive grease and wax remover and make sure you get all the wax off, because that way it doesn't fight your finish later on. And who knows what somebody put on a house floor that you didn't even own. So these are things that are always good, but they can cause problems later. So I want you to start out and kind of visualize and literally plan out from soup to nuts the entire project, start to finish. And know what tools you're going to use. Know what things are going to happen. And it's not that hard to do. Okay, I'm going to build a deck. Well, or repair a deck. Some of those things are going to have question marks you're not going to know the answer to, but you can kind of plan them out. And you go, okay, if I run into rot, I'm going to have to replace some more stuff. And this is where that flex in the schedule is. So really starting it and knowing where you're going is the key to that. And if you don't know where you're going, it's time to do some research and find out. Now, you know, YouTube is a great resource, but I also want you to not use just some jackholes YouTube channel. I want you to use a great resource. If you're building a deck, I'd say go over and watch Fine Home Building or Dr. Dex. Watch those guys and see what tricks they have. These are things that are good resources that you can depend on. Going on to some handyman's deck building channel,
could lead you down a road that causes more problems. And trust me, I have seen horrible videos out there that give people really bad advice. So make sure that video, if you're using it as a resource, that you've got good information coming from it, because anybody can put up a video and anybody can put up video with bad advice. So just be careful of using that. And then the other thing is give yourself enough time to do the project. You know, I've seen people go, okay, I'm going to take the next 2 weekends and remodel my kitchen. I can promise you, you're not. You don't have time to do that. You know what the time frame is. If you hire a contractor that's going to be working, you know, put multiple people on your project for 40 hours a week, a kitchen remodel is usually 6 to 8 weeks. People go, wow, okay, well, if you're going to tackle that on a weekend, that's a 6-month project with working after work and everything else. So really start thinking about how you're going to do this stuff and how the schedule's going to fly, and be realistic about it, because there's nothing more frustrating than deciding you're going to tackle a project and 2 or 3 weeks away, you have an event or a birthday party or a wedding, and realizing that there is no way you're going to get from point A to point B in this and get it finished. That'll add more stress to any relationship in a household, is not getting stuff done in time. And it's just depending on what you're doing. Make sure you got that plan. And make sure that you're not doing this project ahead of something else. Great example, if you're going to be putting a pool in the backyard. Next year I'm putting that big in-ground swimming pool. I'm tired of being hot in the summer and I love playing in the pool. I'm going to put a pool in. Well, the last thing you want to do is put up a nice big huge fence around the backyard, because you want to have a fenced backyard for your dog, and not figure out a way to put an excavator back there to dig the hole. Or if it's a fiberglass pool, have it delivered. So make sure that this whole project, if it's a series of projects, you're not getting over your skis on that, because all of a sudden you're now going, oh man, I got to cut down 3 sections of that fence I put up because I can't get the equipment in there that I need. And then as you're doing projects, and this happens even with, you know, great example at my house, you know, if I'm going to be tackling a bathroom project, well, I'm going to need a couple more circuits. So I'm going to have my electrician come in and knock that out for me. Here's the thing with that. I need to make sure that when I do my kitchen, which is below that, and I get that drywall finished in the ceiling down there, I need to have all my new utilities going to the bathroom above it. Because the last thing I want to do is have my ceiling all perfect in the kitchen down below and realize I need another water line or I need another circuit or something like that for the bathroom above it, and I got to tear the ceiling up again. So get your projects in the right order so you can make sure and do them correctly. And nobody wants to do things twice. So that's another good one right there. And then think about the quality of materials you're going to be using. There's many times people will dive into, and I've seen this, people, they're jumping on the powder room makeover, and they go put in a very inexpensive toilet on some really nice hardwood floors. Some of those things like that, you're setting yourself up for failure. Because one, maybe that hardwood floor is not perfectly level. You're putting a low-quality toilet that doesn't have a level base to begin with. Because you forget, toilets are made out of clay. So they're stamped out, and then they're fired with a porcelain coating over the top. Those things warp and move around. Many of the big brands of toilets spend a lot of time making sure that the bottom of those are perfectly square so they sit on a flat floor. You go down to the home center and buy a $99 toilet, if they still even, you can find one, and guess what happens? You got a piece of crap that's not going to work well. So these are things, and if it ever fails, you've just ruined that beautiful hardwood floor that's in that powder room. So these are things that I really want you to think through and make sure they work correctly. One of the other common ones I see this time of year are people doing those bathrooms and powder rooms, and they're buying that off-the-shelf vanity, and they're going to push it up against a wall. Well, those off-the-shelf vanities at the tops are never meant to go up against a wall. They don't have a filler piece. They don't have enough countertop overhang to make them fit. They're all meant to be freestanding pieces. So you need to figure out how that freestanding piece is going to fit in there. That's a good time to figure stuff out if you're doing a bathroom remodel. If you've got a cabinet in there, before you go finish everything in there, you after demo, drag that cabinet in there and make sure it's going to fit how you want it before you go finishing things and putting trim and everything else in there. Make sure you're doing that in the right order. Now, that's the other tip I want to give you here, is before you start the project, make sure you have all the materials on hand. That is a secret for every single one of the builders out there that are remodelers, is that before they start that remodel, all the stuff that's custom ordered is generally on site. It's been inspected. It's made sure that it's in good condition. I tell you what, I was going to start my kitchen remodel right before the COVID thing here. I was going to come back early March for my last trade show for that month and dive into my kitchen remodel. And I didn't, because of my 30 years of kitchen remodel experience, said, you know, things are going to be a little sketchy out there. Let's tap the brakes and make sure we're doing this correctly. And I'm thankful I did, because the countertops I was going to use then are still not in production today, July 29th. They're not able to be produced yet. So I'm in a really good position. I don't have a kitchen that's unusable because I didn't start without having all the materials there. I knew it was going to get a little crazy, and sure, I could have come up with another material, but that's not the point of it. I want to make sure I'm doing the project the way I want to do it. So if there's material shortages and things like that, or even worse with cabinets, they can be damaged. I've had twice in 30 years, I've had semi-trucks carrying my cabinet package flip over on the freeway or two-lane state highway and got destroyed and had to be remade. Those things happen. Just because it's not on the job site yet is one of those things that I want everyone to be very careful with, because crazy things happen. I've seen flaws in countertops. I've seen bad light fixtures. I've seen things come in misboxed. Just make sure you've got all the right materials and you've got them on hand before you start that project. So make sure you do that. Hey, coming up this weekend, we got a great show ahead. Stay tuned. We'll be talking more about it later today on the live thing. Have a great rest of the week. Thanks for listening to Around the House. Why in a world of ugly faces should I be allowed to be so hot? So many people without chance. Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand-molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.